Hey, Cornerstone. Today's Cornerstone Connection comes from Proverbs chapter 28. Now, as I read Proverbs 28, I couldn't help but notice that it keeps repeating a theme. And the theme is this: how we are to relate to the poor. The Proverbs does this on a number of subjects. It'll speak to a subject and it'll return to that subject again. And so what we need to do is not regard each individual proverb as a standalone promise or command, but rather pull out those different proverbs and throw them all together so that we can have a bigger picture of how God expects us to live. And so Proverbs is a bit like a puzzle. Piece by piece, we pull out different verses on a theme and we place it down on the board until we put it all together and we see the bigger picture of how God wants us to live. And so I want to do that with the subject of poverty. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 3 says this. It says, "A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops." God cares about how our governing authorities treat the poor. God wants them to pass laws that uplift the poor and not oppress the poor. But the reality is, some laws are like a driving rain. Now, rain is good for crops, but a driving rain destroys crops. And some laws, some policies, actually do more harm to the poor than good. God speaks about this theme throughout Scripture. In fact, the prophet Jeremiah denounced unfair wages. Moses denounced a legal system that favored the rich over the poor. And the prophet Amos denounced corrupt business practices. You see, government institutions have a responsibility to be a blessing to the poor and those they govern. But so do business owners. We see this in verse 8. It says this: "He who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another. Who will be kind to the poor?" You see, there are certain business practices where the business owner just keeps making profits and getting richer and richer, all the while his employees might not even make a livable wage. And this is wrong. We are called to be a blessing to those we employ and not keep them in a place where they can't move out of poverty. But, so you might find yourself not a business owner and you're not a government leader, but what responsibility do you and I play in regards to the poor? Well, Proverbs 28:27 says that we're called to be generous to the poor. It says this in verse 27: "He who gives to the poor will lack nothing, but he who closes his eyes to them receives many curses." We are called to be generous with our wealth, to give to those who are in poverty. Well, how do we do that without becoming impoverished ourselves? Well, there's a clue here. The clue is this: he who closes his eyes to them receives many curses. But conversely, if you don't close your eyes to the poor, you'll be blessed. People in the community around you will support you and help you and be a blessing to you. We see this lived out in the early church. Remember the early church in Acts chapter 4, verse 32? It says that no one claimed any of their possessions as their own, but they shared everything. You see this in Acts chapter 2 as well. They shared everything with those who had need. So how do you give without becoming poor to yourself? Well, you give generously knowing that there is a community around you who will be there for you if you ever find yourself in need. You see, as Christians, when we love one another, when we're there for one another, that liberates us to be generous with our wealth. I recently visited a friend of mine, and I always joke with him, you know, if I ever need somewhere to stay, can I move in with him? And he says, absolutely, I'll take your whole family in. And that's actually pretty cool to have friends like that who say, I will be there for you in the best of times, in the worst of times. And that's what we're called to be for one another. And when we're that, when we're generous with our stuff, we can know that we're not going to be in want because others will be generous toward us. And that's simply following in the footsteps of Jesus. You know, Jesus stepped out of heaven and came into this world. He stepped out of eternal riches and became poor so that we who were poor might become rich. He blessed us and in turn, we become a blessing. And so let's live generously toward the poor, no matter where we're at in life, whether we're government leaders, business owners, or just the rest of us. We all have responsibility to play, to uplift the poor, support the poor, help them, and love them, both in our words and in our deeds.